If you are new to our channel, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
A lot of people enjoy sweet corn during the summertime, and some people struggle to grow sweet corn. We struggled to grow sweet corn for a number of years until we figured out how to do it in our garden. So we're going to go over how you can grow sweet corn in your garden, and we'll talk about why we have done it successfully, but choose never to do it again.
So one thing about sweet corn is you need full sun, and that's important. You want at least 8 to 12 hours of sunlight during the peak of summer. So the sunniest spot in your yard is what you want. So you want that full beaming sun on that corn.
We also need a lot of nutrients with this corn. This corn is a heavy feeder, and especially in your backyard and big ag industry, they pump a lot of nutrients, a lot of fertilizer into the soil in order to feed the plant. Now, true enough, in organic gardening, if you have good fertility in your soil, your requirements for the nutrients like fertilizers, organic or inorganic, will be minimal. But if you have poor soil, like we did several years ago when we were starting this journey of trying to get sweet corn to grow in our garden, we had to add a lot of fertilizer.
We did. We came up with our own blend, essentially, mm-hmm. and it was super high in nitrogen. Corn loves nitrogen. So that's one thing, is that if your soil, you feel it's lacking or maybe could use more nitrogen, don't think it won't, because that corn will definitely use that nitrogen.
Our typical, like a sustained fertilizer that we use in our videos is a 4-6-4 or an 8-2 four, which is,
I think we made like a 20.
Well, no, it was a 32.
It was a 32. Yeah.
26, 20.
Yeah.
Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Incredibly high. Now, the reason, now we're paying the price for it, because in that bed in which that corn was grown 3 years ago, we're having to grow leafy greens in order to remove the rest of that excessive nitrogen out of that bed, because if we would grow tomatoes or peppers or eggplant,
we would have really nice tomato plants, but no tomatoes. So keep that in mind, which is going to link into not growing it in the same spot for 2 years in a row. And so if you're going to commit to growing corn, that's not a problem. But you have to keep in mind that, okay, so if you make your soil nitrogen rich, you don't want to grow it in that same spot the next year. So you're going to have to make that other plot or area nitrogen rich too. And it takes some crop rotation. So
if you do grow it in the same area 2 years in a row, the excessive nitrogen in the soil from the previous year can create a disease, or it's called corn smut.
It's not a disease. It's just like a reaction to growing that corn the second year in a row.
It looks like the ear is got like a mushroom or a rot to it. Now, this is a delicacy in Hispanic cuisines. We did not choose to eat the corn smut, but this does occur in big ag industry as well, not only just the backyard. That's if you grow it in the same spot 2 years in a row. So again, crop rotation. Let's talk about growing it. You just can't go one single row tomatoes.
Yeah, you want to grow in blocks. So if you're going to grow in a plot of corn, you do like blocks of 4, 8, 16, whatever, because of how it pollinates. So corn pollinates through the air from the top, which is
the tassel
onto the ears. And
each
so,
hair represents a kernel that will be formed if the pollination is correct in that ear.
So keeping that in mind, you can hand pollinate it. You can take the tassel, kind of run your hand through the tassel, shake it, and then run your hand through the ears. You can hand pollinate that way. But since corn is air pollinated, if you live within a mile from a farm, a mile to 3 miles, anywhere, depending on how the wind blows, how strong the wind is, your corn could cross-pollinate with other corn.
Now, this is not a problem if you're just going to eat the kernels for this year. It's not going to affect. It's going to carry the traits on if you're going to save it for the next year.
Right. You could you're going to save the seed.
You could have a different variety. You can have a genetically modified cross in it. But if you're just saving it for this year, you're going to eat it, not worry about it. You don't have to be too concerned about that pollination drift from adjacent plot.
Right. So you just want to keep that in mind. Pay attention for pests. There's like a little corn weevil,
worm.
A corn worm. So pay attention for that. Make sure you're not letting it take over. So Joey mentioned before the break why we will never grow corn, and I don't want to say never, because you never know. We might decide one day that we want to grow corn. But one is because...
Well, we talked about the blocks. We have to... That's important now. People say, that's the reason why corn's not pollinating correctly. Okay, now I just want to reemphasize that. Now, why will we most likely never grow corn again?
Well, okay. So there's a couple of reasons. One is that obviously it takes a little bit of a commitment. You have to build your soil with the nitrogen. You have to be mindful about where, how you're rotating your crops at that point then. And you have to really be vigilant when you're growing corn in your backyard. However, we've discovered that typically as we would be harvesting the corn, stores like Outpost would have organic corn on sale for like a quarter an ear. And for us, that's okay. We don't mind paying that. You can sometimes find good deals at farmers markets, farm stands, and whatnot. So to us, we're just like,
can't grow it that cheap.
And it's worth it to us, and we don't mind supporting local farmers, so we're okay with it.
Now, if we were in middle of nowhere and the town was 30 minutes away and we had a half acre that we could dedicate to strictly sweet corn, we certainly would do that. But with the little small, for all the investment we put in for one ear of corn on one stalk of corn, we can put a tomato in that spot and get 15 or 20 pounds of tomatoes over a growing season. So that's the reason why we choose not to. Now, if you're wanting to grow a small 4x4 plot of corn in your backyard, absolutely. It will work for you. Again, you got to build the nutrients up in your soil with nitrogen and compost and organic material. But that's the reason why we have decided not to grow sweet corn in our garden, at least for the foreseeable future. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener radio show. For more, go to the wisconsinvegetablegardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of season one. Season two underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.